You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, October the 17th, the day before my daughter's birthday. Happy early birthday, babe. But look, here's the deal. A couple hours ago, I just watched an ugly game. I mean, I had a feeling it was going to be bad just because of, you know, before the game, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, the theme was, I mean, in shoot around, the theme was like, yeah, this is one game, but our goal is to be better by the end of the season. So what that told me is that the Sixers have a lot of growing to do. And when you watch this game, you realize that Brett Brown was right. They have a lot of growing to do. You know, Ben Simmons was a beast. Got to give him all the credit in the world. Here's a guy that had 19 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, and 3 turnovers in 42 minutes and 45 seconds, right? He shot 7 for 14 from the field. Then you look at Joel Embiid. The guy had 23 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 2 assists. His downfall was 5 costly turnovers. But then you look at his teammates. You look at Dario Saric, 6 points on 3 of 8 shooting, 0 for 4 on threes. He had 3 turnovers, 5 fouls. He stayed in foul trouble, which really took away from his minutes. Markelle Fultz, 5 points on 2 for 7 shooting. He didn't attempt a 3. He only played 3 minutes in the second half. I mean, TJ McCain, you know, we knew that JJ Redick was going to start in his place in the second half, but TJ McConnell actually came in ahead of him in the second half. And then you have Robert Covington, 8 points. He shot 3 for 10, 2 for 7 on threes. You guys get the point. I mean, the picture, like, I could go on and on with this roster. You know, like J.J. Redick, he had 16 points. He was 2 for 8 on threes. He was 7 for 17 overall. The first half, he really struggled. I mean, he scored a lot of points. You know, when, I'm not going to say the game was out of hand, but it was like the Celtics had the lead. They were up. They were, you know, pressing to blow the Sixers out. And then Redick would score 3 or do a bucket or something like that. Now, listen. Last night was Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and a bunch of dudes. And the Sixers got to, these dudes got to turn into role players. You know, they got to turn into quality role players in order for this team to be successful. Because, you know, this wasn't the 76ers squad that people thought they were going to see this year. Now, again, it's going to take some time. And I get it that Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, the two guys that they acquired in trades in the offseason, didn't play. But let's face it. I mean, you know, these were going to be guys who were going to be role players for them. You know, Wilson Chandler was going to basically, you know, do some nice things, be a nice defender. But the problem was shooting the ball, too. Now, he can shoot, 3-and-D guy. But the problem was shooting the ball. I mean, they shot 19.2% on threes. 5 of 26 they went on threes. The Sixers committed 16 turnovers, you know, which isn't good at all, you know. And, like, the thing about it is everybody's going to say, okay, this was the first game, and you get over it and all this and that. And but then when you look at the bench just didn't give them anything at all. Like, I mean, you know, Amir Johnson, he had 5 points, 1-for-1 shooting. You know, Redick had 16. McConnell had 4. Landry Shamet had 1 point. You know, Furkan and Jonah came in on garbage time. the last 127, but, you know, it was just one of those things where the 76ers basically just struggled, and their bench didn't give them anything, whereas Terry Rozier had 11 points for Boston, Marcus Morris had 16, Marcus Smart had 7, Aaron Baines had 8, Bradley Wanamaker came in, you know, the kid from Philly, and gave him 2 points. So, you know, made his only shot attempt. So what I'm saying is that the Sixers got a long way to go. And I get it. This is one game, but they're not on the level as the Celtics. And basically, Joel Embiid came out and said that when he said, "We are not rivalries. I don't know what our record is, but it's not good. They always kick our ass." And that's true. And that's what happened. So I'm just saying that, you know, the Sixers play the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. They're hoping to have a better night. But, you know, they got to play better than Joel, Ben, and a bunch of dudes. I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'll rap with you tomorrow. Peace.